This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to change my channel here on my DirecTV stream so I can watch a little Mervis baseball. And then we will continue on with the show. Pat Riley has announced his season-ending press conference will be Friday at 1 p.m. Solana asked a very interesting question yesterday, Crowder, which is, who do you think will be doing their job longer? Chris Greer or Pat Riley?
Whew. That's a good one. You saved the good stuff when I'm gone, huh, Solana? Pat Riley.
You think Pat Riley is going to outlast Chris Greer? Because I don't see much. I don't see much ray of light for the Heat. You know what I mean? Like, and again, Pat can stay as long as he wants. So there, it's not like the pressure is going to get to him from Mickey Arison. Like, he can stay there. I got to watch Ohtani bad here. I'm sorry, fellas, but I need three ding-dongs from Shohei. And every at bat is crucial when you have a three home run parlay. Where
that was my thought. Off the cuff, Hawk, that was my thought. Was I didn't go to, like you're saying, I didn't go to who's going to be good first, who's going to win a playoff game first. I went to who has more power. Pat Riley can stay around as long as he wants to.
Yeah.
Chris Greer is going to be a scapegoat if this season doesn't go well. Because McDaniel, him, we talked to people. I don't think their job security is there. Pat Riley might have some of the best job security, not just in sports, in the United States of America.
You're kind of right with that. I think you're kind of right with that. He might have one of the most secure positions in the United States of America.
Just, hey, Pat,
what do you think he's going to stay Friday, Solana? Like, do you think he's going to do anything similar to what he's done in previous end-of-season press conferences?
I don't know. A lot of time has passed between Monday of last week when the Heat got embarrassed on the home floor and Friday. When he ends up speaking at 1 p.m.
Ohtani walked, by the way, which is good for my other parlay with Beloso over 1.5 walks. So while I'd love to see Ohtani hit three ding-dongs, I also need Beloso to string together a couple of walks. An awful way to watch a baseball game.
It's terrible. I do that with basketball.
I know.
Well, Jimmy got to go crazy. But if Jimmy don't go crazy, Steph got to go crazy. Let me bet on both of them. Somebody, all you do is wash your bet out.
This is fantasy football. Well, I have the Dolphins defense,
right.
But I have Jamar Chase.
Right.
So Jamar it's Chase get two touchdowns.
Well, if seven can win, that puts two in position to challenge the four if then seven loses.
Oh, we're not great at this.
I fully expected Pat Riley to come out, Hawk, and be upset with how the season ended. Not that the Heat necessarily should have beaten Cleveland, but with the way those two games were,
I gave up.
To come out and you know, go at somebody. Say, hey, like, somebody has to take accountability, but...
But who would it be? In other words, who would he go after? He can't go after Tyler. Tyler did what he asked, right? I mean, terrible game four, but that, you know, like, Tyler met the challenge this season. Bam met the challenge this season. I mean, you can't challenge him in the way that he challenged Jimmy or Tyler last season. And who are you going to go, like, who are you going to go after? Andrew Wiggins? Like, that's stupid. Like, he, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's two, or Spo. That's the only other guy you could go after. Like, hey, what happened to your team, coach? But he's not going to do that. So I don't know who he could be angry at.
Jimmy. I don't think he goes micro. I don't think he goes game 3 and 4 losing by 55. I think he goes macro of this season was derailed at in the middle when Jimmy was standing in the corner requesting a trade. We didn't construct this team to be able to beat
by the
Cavs.
Way,
I think
it
goes bigger.
If you were there and you were one of the reporters, might you ask Pat Riley, hey, we're watching the way Jimmy is performing since he got to Golden State. Did you make a mistake not giving him the extension?
Text Ira.
Well, Solana's told me he's going.
Well, I'm not asking that. So,
I mean, that's a good question.
Oh, no, that's a great question. I'm not asking that.
That's a very good question.
Call me a Heat homer. Call me whatever you want. That's fine. I'll take it. I'm not asking that question.
Solana just had an accident in his pants by me suggesting that he ask that question on Friday.
Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Don't come to me.
You will not ask that question? That's a very good question, I thought.
I think that's a phenomenal question. But no, I'll leave that one for Ira or Anthony Chang or Barry Jackson, who I'm sure will be.
What do you have? What do you have in your arsenal?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to ask Pat, you know, just how he felt about the first win streak of the season, you know, when the Heat won 4 straight. And maybe I'll ask him, you know, about his summer plans. I'm very interested to know what Riles
sure.
is doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask him if you heard any post-game shows of me and Tommy Tig when we were very friendly after the Heat had lost 10 straight games.
Right.
Hey, but to that point, I don't know. Like he does the world renowned postseason, you know, wrap up press conference. Has he ever taken guilt or admitted guilt or taken any problem? Like he's ever said, I did this wrong.
Yeah, I think he's done that with Dwayne Wade. I mean, I don't know if it happens necessarily at the postseason press conference, but he's never been one to shy away from saying this was probably a mistake in hindsight. That was probably a mistake in hindsight. I don't think that he really thinks, though, not giving Jimmy an extension was a mistake. And I'm just saying that right now only because Jimmy looked good last night and he's looked good since he got to Golden State. But I'm not necessarily certain that he made a mistake. Got a base hit? Freeman got a base hit. I need Beloso to give up more than 4.5 hits, so I like to see this Freddie Freeman base knock here in the first.
When is this press conference?
Friday at 1.
Friday.
Oh, man, that's too close. I wanted to see if Jimmy with Steph out could carry the Golden State Warriors to beat the Wolves. Then he'd have to admit, like, yeah, it might have been if they get their ass whooped without Steph, Jimmy, you're the one. He's not a one. He can't be a one.
But I don't think anybody would deny that, you know, once the situation happened, the mistake was not trading him last offseason. The mistake was thinking Jimmy on a contract year, not getting the extension from Pat
Riley.
Challenging
him in the way that he challenged him.
And thinking he would just kind of follow suit and stay in line and be happy about it. That was a mistake. I don't think how could he deny that? Look at the way it played out. But 2 years from now, the Heat fans who were pumping their chest saying Riley's washed, you should have extended Jimmy when he's 37, 38 years old, making $50 million a year. How are you going to feel about that?
Something markedly more, though, for Jimmy Butler than an Andrew Wiggins?
Maybe not, Hawk.
I mean, you wouldn't have given away some games and had all the turmoil.
Right.
But I'm not certain you would have gotten a something much greater in return.
And would you have, if Jimmy was here happy with an extension, would you have beat the Cavs? I would say, hell no.
Well, you wouldn't have gone out the way that you went out.
You would have not got beaten by 37. But you wouldn't.
Watch the Cavs against the Pacers. I'm not so certain that you're correct there,
Hawk. You add Jimmy to this roster, Tyler, Bam, Jimmy. We know what they were. They're beating the Cavs,
bro. Yeah, I think so,
bro. First of all, they're not the 10 seed. Like, I keep going back to that. If Jimmy Butler is here, healthy, and
right,
engaged,
they're the 10 seed because Jimmy was gone and checked out.
Right. They're not the 10 seed. And Crowder, I mean, bro, look at right now the Indiana Pacers. And this is not a slight at Indiana. They're a good team. But you think the Heat with Jimmy Butler healthy and this team healthy isn't as good as Indiana? Can't steal a couple games against Cleveland or Boston? For sure they can.
They Our beat them by, they're what, Aracuda? What was it, 21-9, 38-17?
Something like that, yeah.
Jimmy's making that big of a difference.
I don't think they would have checked out that way. I don't think he would have allowed that, first of all.
Oh, allowed it.
Like, if he's engaged, I mean, you know the difference between engaged Jimmy and non-engaged Jimmy. Duncan Robinson is better when Jimmy Butler's engaged.
I watched him with my daughter last night. Jimmy was kicking the ball out. Jimmy was facilitating. He was kicking the ball out to Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield was knocking him down. Now he's kicking the ball out to Haywood Highsmith. It's just different. This roster's different.